The Mar of Kiva, Haino Tanakama, Churba Kiva is the first man the Yoma. The Beishami says all over you have to have two things, a curry and a lechi, and Beisila says only one. Mar Ike Benayu, the Rav Achli. And after Minim is of Achli's case, where the entrance is less than Dalat Svochim. Then according to Rav Achlo, you do not have to have any heter at all, and according to them, you do have to have a heter. Vitema Rav Yechiel. V'loi Misayim, it's not Muchach which one holds like him or not. Tan Yom Rav Kiva. Lo Yom Rav Yishmael Dov is there. Elo Oisei Talmud. Rav Yishmael didn't say it, but this Talmud said it. Elo Oisei Talmud Omar Dov is there. The Aloha Ki Oisei Talmud. And the Aloha is like this Talmud also. For the Gemara Gufa Kashas, Gufa Shver. Omar to Lo Yom Rav Yishmael Dov is there. You're saying for Ketir, Rav Yishmael didn't say this thing. Almo Lesu Chosakavosi. You mean to say we don't pass like this Shita. The Yod Omar to Aloha Ki Oisei Talmud. And now you're telling me no, we do pass like this Talmud. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Lo Yomer Rav Akiva, El Lechadet Bo'al Tamidim. Enechlam Rav Akiva only said this to Mechadet Bo'al Tamidim, to say these two steer with the Gezachim. But really, Lamais is not a Geir anyway, because we hold like Beis Hillel Shittah, that Beis Hillel Shittah is always, all you need is just a Lechi or a Kairam. No matter how wide it is, Abi, it's not Yud Amis, it's not more than Yud Amis wide, it's enough with either Kairam or else a Lechi.
Yeah, holding off Yud Gimel. Holding. Yeah. So Nil Lemaisel Reb Kiva. So Shal was the Kasher and Reb Kiva. He said Halacha was like Reb Yishmael, and then he said Halacha Kiyos Talmud. He said Ain Halacha Reb Yishmael. Then it's Halacha Kiyos Talmud. So Mora Etek one Teretz was. He only said it to be mechadid the Talmidim. In other words, to make the Talmud feel good, he said Aloch is like this Talmud, so he should feel good the Talmud. But Avad Aloch is not like the Talmud, because we don't hold like Rabbi Yishmael. We have Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak Goma Nira Nitma. It's only Nira Nitma. That the Rabbi Kiva said. That's what Rabbi Kiva said, Halacha Kiyosa Talmud, he didn't mean Halacha, he just said Nirun Itma. Nirun means not really the Halacha that way. So Mel, it's no Kasha. Trashi Nirun Devorah Voice Talmud. He just liked what the Talmud said, but not to say the Halacha is like that Talmud. So Mel, the cloud is no steer. Itma. Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Komokam Shata Moitzi, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Oma Talmud Echud. Whenever you have in Shat, the Gemara brings down this Maisa that Rabbi Yishmael said over. In the name of a Talmud Echad, Rabbi Shmuel Omat, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Omat Talmud Echad, the Talmud Echad said over in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, Lefnei Rabbi Kiva, and this Talmud said it over in front of Rabbi Kiva, you should know, Einu Ela Rabbi Meir. It's Rabbi Meir, he's the Talmud that said over from Rabbi Shmuel, and then he told it to Rabbi Akiva. Why? Sheshimish es Rabbi Shmuel, yes Rabbi Kiva. Because Rabbi Meir learned by both of them. He was Meshamish Rabbi Yishmael, and he was also Meshamish Rabbi Akiva. Therefore, he said over one memra to the other one. So this Talmud is always Rabbi Meir. Modetanya, Omer Rabbi Meir, Kishayisi Eitzer Rabbi Yishmael. When I used to be by Rabbi Yishmael, Hoyisi Matil Kan Kantum L'Teuchat Yoy. He used to be a cipher. He used to write Svarim, a cipher Torah, with film and mezuzahs, and he used to have ink. Now the locher is, he's supposed to have black ink. It's supposed to be black. Now, kankantum, that's a type of a material, some type of an ingredient. He put into the ink that the shalwas, it makes it stick very well. Kankantum makes the ink stick onto the cloth very well, that it's very hard to erase it. And even if you, like, peel it off, there still will be some roshim left on the cloth. But it's a very good, it adheres, it makes the ink stick well to the cloth. So he put in this kankantum, l'teichad yoy. V'lo yomal li dover, and Rabbi Yishmael didn't say anything to me. As Rabbi Meir first was a sofer by Rabbi Yishmael, and when he had his ink, he put this thing, the kantum, inside it, and Rabbi Yishmael didn't say anything. Then, Kishabosi Yetzer Rabbi Kiva, later Rabbi Meir went to learn by Rabbi Kiva, and Osrolai, Rabbi Kiva said, no, you're not allowed to put this kantum into the ink. If you're going to use this ink to write a sofer Torah with, it's also to have kantum inside it. We'll soon see why. You have to have a ksav that's able to erase it. And here it's not erasable if you have this kankantim inside it. Drashi kankantim ad rimint. That's what it is. Osra lila kam maforish. Why did he ask it? So So the Gemara, Eini, I have a Raya, not like this. So far we're saying was that Rabbi Shmuel said it was okay, and Rabbi Kiva is the one that said it's also, you can't have the kankantim in the ink. So the Gemara, Eini, it's not like that. The Yama Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Mishum Rabbi Meya, that Keshoyisi Loimed Eitz Rabbi Kiva, when Rabbi Meya first learned from Rabbi Kiva, and he used to write his Sefer Torah then, and the ink, he used to put this kankantum, this type of a chemical inside the ink that made the ink stick very good to the cloth, it wasn't erasable. And Rabbi Kiva didn't say anything. So this is my case from the Maaseh before. Before Rabbi Kiva said it was Asa. Now the Maaseh, Rabbi Kiva didn't say anything. And then Rabbi Meir later went to Rabbi Shmuel. Omali, Rabbi Shmuel told Rabbi Meir, Bini, ma malachtecha, what is your business? What are you doing? Or ma'ati lois, Rabbi Meir answered back, lavlarani, I'm a cipher, I write svarim. Omali, so Rabbi Shmuel answered him, Bini, have zoyev malachtecha, be very careful when you write the sefer Torah till the mezuzis. She malachtecha malecha shemayim. Eshin, you're doing a malecha shemayim? To make a kosher sefer Torah, a kosher tefillin, there's a mitzvah, it's a malecha shemayim. He, and vayta, shemata machasa roi sachas, maybe you'll leave out one ois when you write a word, or miyaster ois achas, or else you'll add in an extra ois into the word, and nimtzas machreves kol olam kuloi. You'll like be destroying the whole world by adding an extra ois and by taking out an extra ois. So Rashi says, what is that? Rashi mechaser ois achas. It's the apostle says v'ashem olakechem emes. In mechaser alif harayato mecharif. If you say Hashem olakechem instead of saying emes, you leave out the alif. He's saying Hashem lekechem mace. That's a terrible zach. You like being a koifer. You're saying Hashem is dead. Right, the pasuk v'yedabru Hashem im toisev v'yisachas v'tichtoiv v'yedabru nimsas machriv. V'yedabru Hashem means there are a lot of Hashem. It's a plural. That's also machriv. So a soifer has to be very careful not to put an extra vav or not to take out an ois. Amoy, you make a big korban. So Rabbi Meir answered back. Omarti loy dover echut. He answered him back something. Now the Gemara doesn't say what he answered him back. We'll soon see the Gemara later explain what he answered him back. Omati loy dover echod yeshli. I have something. The kankantum shmoy, and its name is kankantum. That's this material, this type of ingredient he puts into the ink. Shani matul teichad yoy. I put this into my ink, and I write with it. Omali, so the Shmuel answered him back. V'chi matilun kankantum teichad yoy. Is it mutter? Are you allowed to put this kankantum into the ink? Has Rabbi Shmuel holds it's also to do it. V'aloy omra teru, the Torah says, by the Pashas Asoita, the Torah says, the kosav, you should write the Megillah Sofer. Umocho, the Torah then says, you're supposed to erase the Megillah Sofer. Because after you write it, you're supposed to put it in the Maya Hamorim, you put it into the water, and it's supposed to dissolve, the ink is supposed to dissolve in the water. So you see, you're supposed to have a type of ksiva that the ksiva could be dissolved. Midashin means ksav shayochol imchis. It's only kosher to write a sefer Torah if the ksav is able to be erasable. So Mele, if you put the kankantim into your dioi, that makes it that the ink sticks very tight to the cloth and you can't erase it. So if Yishmol holds its puzzle. Rashi, dover echad yeshli the kama forash maikam hadilei ksav shayochol imchis the kankantim yishum anikim yoi and kankantim if you use it. The rishum, it's always nicker on the cloth. So even if you're trying to erase it, you can never erase it legamri from the cloth. And the Torah says by Parsha Soita, it has to be a ksav that shayach to be moicha. So if Yishmael holds this puzzle. Now for the Gemara, my komalei, what did Reb Meir answer back to Reb Yishmael in the middle? Or my komahadle, what are you answering back? Hochi komalei. This is what Reb Meir answered back to Reb Yishmael. Loi mi boi bechaseris of Yiseris. The Loitino, the Bokiano, has you told me I have to be careful not to write extra, not to write less? So he answered back, yes, I'm a big Boki, I don't make any mistakes. I'm very makbid not to have any chaseris and not to have any yaseris. Elo, Reb Meir even said even more about himself. Elo, afilu mechish, I'm not even afraid, lizvuv, that it should come a fly, nami, that a fly should come on the Sefer Torah, on top of an ice, and start to scratch off the ice. I'm not even afraid that Dilma Osi, maybe the fly will come, the Yosef Atagad Dalid, he'll sit on top of the right side of the Dalid, and he'll erase a little bit of the square part of the Dalid, and it'll come out to look like a Reish. So Rameya said, I'm not even afraid of this. And why not?
while dover echod yeshli, because in my ink I put something into the ink, but kankantim shemai, and its name is kankantim. But mainly this ink sticks very tight to the cloth, so even if a fly is going to be on top of the word, top of the dalet, trying to erase it, he can't erase it, because since my ink has kankantim inside it, it sticks very good to the cloth. That's what Rabbi Shmuel answered back. Shani matal tzerechad yoy. And the mainly Rabbi Shmuel answered back, you should know it's possible. Rabbi Shmuel holds, no, you learn how to Megillah Saita, that just like my Saita, it has to be able to be umocha, it should be erased. Hu adin a ksiva of a Sefer Torah, or a tefillin, the mezuzahs, has to be able to be erased. So, chet gemar koponim kashya shimish al shimish. Eshtin zit shver, who was Rabbi Meir mishamish first? First the mice was, he went to Rabbi Shmuel and then to Rabbi Kiva. And the second mice was, first he went to Rabbi Kiva, and then he went to Rabbi Shmuel. So it's a stira. And vaita kasha asura asura asura. It's a stira. In the first maisa, Rabbi Kiva asid, and Rabbi Shmuel said it was mutter. And in the second maisa, Rabbi Shmuel says it's asur, and Rabbi Kiva says it's mutter. So it's a stira. So the more vishleim shimish shimish lakasha. Vishleim who was he mishamish? That's not a stira. I have a terrorist who he was mishamish first. Or asla kaimed Rabbi Kiva. First Rabbi Meir went to learn for Rabbi Kiva. Omid leimotzla mekam alibe. When Rabbi Meir saw that Rabbi Kiva was too great for him, he couldn't understand him. Is osla kaim with Rabbi Shmuel? He went to learn in front of Rabbi Shmuel. The Gomar Gemara, he learned over all the Gemaras, so he knew klar all the Gemaras. Then v'hoder osla kaim with Rabbi Kiva. Then Rabbi Meir went back to Rabbi Kiva. So it's no stira. He taka first learned for Rabbi Kiva, then he went to Rabbi Shmuel, then he went back again to Rabbi Kiva. So there's no stira who is mishamis. He's mishamis both of them in circles. Melo v'savasvara has after he v'savasav v'ad osla kaim with Rabbi Kiva v'savasvara. After he learned all the Gemaras from Rabbi Shmuel, then he went to learn the svaris like how he has kashas one on the other from Rabbi Kiva. For the Gemara elo osra osra kasha kasha. But the Chur is still a stira. In the first ma'aser, Rabbi Shmuel was mekel, said it was mutter. Rabbi Kiva said it was osra. And in the second ma'aser, it's pumfakir. Rabbi Shmuel was saying it's osra, and Rabbi Kiva is saying it's mutter. And if not, but more by kasha, stakla kasha. Like one of them is wrong. One of them, how you have to change around. Lukura, one of them. So the Mara, Tanya, Rabbi Meir Oimer, Rabbi Meir, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Meir Hoy Oimer. Rabbi Meir used to say, Lechol matilen kankantil motoichad yoi chutz mi pasha soita. Hey, see, old really, there's no stira. That you're allowed to put kankantim in dioi and tink. If you want to use the ink to write a sefer Torah, to write a mezuzah, to write a tefillin, it's mutter. Just when you come to write the pasha soita in the sefer Torah, that few lines, that lines you shouldn't use kankantim. Because that we say umocho is supposed to be erasable. What do you have to erase? Only the pasha soita. So as long as the Pasha Soita is not written with the Dioi that has Kankantim, the rest of the Sefer Torah is kosher. Drashi Yechutz v'Pasha Soita, Afilu b'Sefer Torah. Even if you're writing it in the Sefer Torah now, Dikisovar, because of Yehuda holds, in Bo Limchoik Lo Minat Torah Moichik, that Lo Yitzu, you want to use the Megillah Soita, and you don't have anyone, you want to rip it out of a Sefer Torah, it's kosher to use it. So you're allowed to take the Sefer Torah, rip out the Parsha of Soita, and use it for Megillah Soita. So since it's usable for Megillah Soita, you have to make sure when you first write the Sefer Torah, you shouldn't use Kankanim when you're writing the Parsha of the Soita. That's Rabbi Yehuda Zalocha. Rabbi Yaakov Oymeh Mishmoy, Rabbi Yaakov says no. Chutz mi Parsha Soita Sheba Mikdash. Like he dings it and says no. The whole Sefer Torah you could write even though you have Kankantim, because you're not allowed to use the Sefer Torah for Megillah Soita. No, what's also to use Kankantim? If your mamash write a Megillah Soita, that means in the base of Migdash, when the Kohen had a Soita, there's the halacha, you had to go make a Sefer come and write on a special piece, on a parchment, the psukim of the Soita, that's all. Rashi said Migdash means Megillah shall call Soita a Soita. The special Megillah you write for a Soita, that Megillah can't be written with Kankantim, because that's halacha, it has to be erasable. And if you have Kankantim, you can't erase it. But any Sefer Torah or Tefillin or Mezuzahs, it's mutter to write even with Kankantim. For the Gemara, my benayu, what's the machlokes between the two of them? Om Rav Yirmiyo, limchak lo mina Torah ikka benayu. The nafkamina is, are you allowed to take a Sefer Torah and use the Sefer Torah for the Megillah Soita? You'll take out the parsha that has Soita in it and use that for the Megillah Soita. Is it mutter or not? The first man, the Rav Yehuda, holds it's mutter. Therefore, when you write the Pasha Sefer in the Sefer Torah, you have to make sure it's erasable. And Rabbi Yaakov holds not like that. You're not allowed to use a Sefer Torah for Megillah Sotah. So the Manashach, a Sefer Torah itself could be written even with Kankantim. Only a Megillah Sotah, that has to be written that it's erasable. So the Marav Hani Tanoi Gani Tanoi. This Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaakov is telling another Machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya, Ein Megilosok Sheira LaHashkes Po Soita Cheres. Luitzu, you have a Soita, you have an Isha that's a Soita, and the Koyin wrote a Megillah for this Isha. They wrote it Lishmo Lishem this Isha. So the first Mandiyama says that the Megillah is not kosher for another Soita. What does that mean? So Trashi, Ein Megilosok Sheira. Soita shenichtava megilosa, a soita that they wrote the megillah for her, but then the amra tmeyani, before they put the megillah in the water to make it erasable, she said she's tmeya, so they didn't use the megillah. Upturani megilosa, and they didn't use the megillah. Is alocha ksheirol uptura, is ein megilosa ksheirol a soita cheris. The first man Yama says you're not allowed to use her megillah for another soita. Alma, what do you see? Ksiva lishma binin. That when you write a Megillah Soita, you have to write it lishain the isha you can use it for. V'hu adin naimu d'yein mechim lomina Torah. The middle of the story is if you have a Sefer Torah, when you wrote the Pasha Soita, it wasn't written beferish for any special isha, it was written lishain Sefer Torah. So it wasn't written lishma, so therefore you can't use it for Pasha Soita. As this Tana holds, that the Soita, the part in the Megillah, has to be written lishma for this isha, so a Sefer Torah is not written for any isha, that's what's possible. Vaita Rabbi Achle, Rabbi Yashi Omar, Megillosa Ksheira, Lashkas Mosaita Cheres, he yells no. Even though the Megillah was written for one Isha, you're allowed to change your mind and use it for another Isha. So you see, you don't need it to be written Lishma Megillah Soita. So Meluhu Adin, a Sefer Torah is also kosher for a Megillah Soita. So that's the same Machlokes Tanoim. So the Mara name, Amra Papa name, Dilma Lohi, the two Machlokes are not totally Zebezir. When did the Tanakama say that after Megillah was written for one Isha, it cannot be used for another Isha? Since it was written beferish for Rochel for one Isha, now it's possible to use for another Isha, because it was written beferish for Rochel. Avo gabo Torah. Mashenka in a regular Sefer Torah. This Stam and Michtavo, when they wrote the Sefer Torah, it was written Stam. It wasn't written L'shem any Isha. Hatayahochinami the Machinon. Maybe you could use it for an Isha. It's not a din that has to be written Badafka for the Isha. Even Stam is also good. Just if it's written L'shem somebody else, that's a psul. You can't use it now for another Isha. That's possible. So Mel the Machlekesin are not totally Zebezir. And Vayta Amar Rav Nachum Rabbi Yitzchok, Dil Maloi also it's not totally. Ad kam loy koma Rabbi Acho, Rabbi Yashi Hosam. When did he say that you could use it, even though it was written for Rochel? And then she said she's Tamei, you did not need it for her. You're allowed to use it for Leyom. When did he say it's kosher? Elo di yichtav miyas lushim soita boilam. Ako ponim, when they wrote this Megillah for Rochel, they wrote it l'shem Megillah soita. Even though it was written for Rochel also, for the hills, that's not Nogeya. It has to kopon and be written L'shem Soita. So it was written for a Megillah Soita. Mainly you're allowed to use it for another Isha, for another Soita. Avo Gabi Torah. Mashenka in a Sefer Torah. Till Islamic Sivam, Nogeya to the Indian of using it for Soita, wasn't the Chal written to use for Megillah Soita. Nogeya to that, it was written L'Islamic. Or Sefer Torah was written to learn from, not to use for Megillah Soita. Or was Zayhochinamid Lemachakinan. Maybe you're not allowed to use it for a Megillah. So now it's no raya. Even if you hold, you're allowed to use the Megillah Soita that was written for Rochel for Leah, but our Koponim has one Mila, it was written L'shem Soita. Mashenkin here, Sefer Torah, the Chlau was written L'Islami, so maybe you can't use it at all for a Megillah Soita. Namila Mechinen. So the more of a less plan, the Rabbi Yachab, Rabbi Yashio. Hold it from the Akasha now. For less plan, the Rabbi Yachab, Rabbi Yashio, hold it none. Hey, how could he say it's kosher? You're allowed to use this Megillah for another Isha. Doesn't he hold from this Mishnah we haven't gotten? The Tanan. Kosev get legaris asishtoi. Somebody wrote a get to use for his wife. V'nimlach, and he decided not to give his wife a get. V'chal, he was nimlach, he decided not